What's up, K-Patches?
What's up?
Sorry. This is the first time we're using our fandom name.
Yep, our fandom name was decided yesterday.
Yep.
Okay.
While we were on the phone, there was no discussion. It was like, okay, this is it.
Yep. So, official fandom name is K... Oh, I got a fucking notification. Thanks.
What
Huh?
From me?
No, from me.
Oh. No,
and
you feel like, oh, I got a notification. Thanks.
I'm
like, from me?
No, from the chat that I'm in. Anyways, so our official fandom name is K-Casters.
Yes. It is official.
It is
Eventually,
official.
There will be merch when we're a little less broke.
A little less broke? There's less broke than what we are now?
Yeah, there's homeless.
True. I'm basically homeless, honestly. Basically, like, this isn't even, like, my actual home. Anyways, today we are talking about Leo, as you can tell from the lovely little photo that I have.
Because he had his solo comeback yesterday.
It's not a comeback, it's a solo debut.
I thought he had one. No, because that was, never mind, I said anything,
It's his official solo debut.
I don't know why I thought it was... Because you know how, like,
Robbie.
I was thinking of Pixar. But also with the extent of, like, you know, like, JJ Project, when they had their, quote-unquote, comeback, that should have just been, like, a re-debut. They each had individual solo songs, so... That's why I got confused. Right. So we're going to be talking about that,
because
I listened to it yesterday.
I listened to it, like, the day it dropped.
You did.
So...
When the music video dropped, we watched that together.
Right. So, as I'm assuming they're going to want to know, Brianna, how much did I cry?
Oh, my God. I actually had to turn on my microphone and be like, take a breath. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Crying is an understatement. I was sobbing.
It was like ugly sobbing.
I told you. I called it. I knew it.
Yeah, I know you're gonna do it too. But it was like, okay, breathe. Take a breath.
Because I tried talking at the same time.
Yeah, after a while, we just hear, I'm fine.
It's all good.
But, I can word, I promise. I was looking over just looking at the overall flow of the album. It was actually a pretty depressing album, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was trying to piece together, but a couple of the, because I watched it with the lyric videos, and they didn't have, I think there was two of them, they didn't have lyric videos for. At least as of yesterday, and I don't know exactly what those two were about.
What two songs?
That's what I'm pulling out mine. Remember I told you yesterday I was taking notes? Which is mainly me writing down the songs and what I thought of each one. Free Tempo and Gesture. Dream, I didn't take any notes for because that's the five track. Okay, so I guess we need to go in order with these songs. Well, no, first off, the MV.
Yes.
The part of the MV you watched. we were talking about this amongst our friends. We were looking at you more than we were watching the MV.
Wow, I'm offended.
We wanted to make sure you didn't pass out.
You know what? To be honest, after the crying, I felt like I was going to.
That's why we were like, breathe, don't forget there's another death, like, in the next 5 minutes.
Oh, fucking SF9. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, We'll be talking about that on Tuesday with James.
Right. Because James loved the album.
Yeah, he was saying it was a bop.
Yeah, I still have to listen to the Census album.
But the colors of this MV were so fucking
beautiful. Oh, my Jesus. From what I saw, it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And the actual song Touch and Sketch is so good.
It's such a good song.
Oh my god, the entire album is so good.
It was. But it was funny, like, too. You know, the MV was very artistically done, you know, it was, like, showing, it was very choreography-oriented as well.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, like, there was, like, the certain cutaways where it was just all dancing, and I was like, okay, I'm here for this. And then, you know, he was painting, and it was very... very artsy.
I did see the paint.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, my head down was like half of it.
Yeah, you understood the lyrics, but for me, that I didn't understand them, and I was watching the lyric videos. You don't want to know the thoughts that came to my mind. I was like, is this going to be like a breakup song? Is he getting laid?
I'm so confused. I don't get it.
Like,
but it is, the lyrics are so beautiful, though.
Oh, yeah.
See, here's the thing, I knew that Leo was going to go all out.
You did, you called it before it even dropped.
See, I've been asking for a Leo solo album for forever.
Oh.
And I knew that when he was finally going to get one, because it was obvious it was going to happen. Vocal legend, of course it was gonna happen. So, like, when I heard that it was gonna happen, I was like, okay, without a doubt, he's gonna snap, he's gonna go off. Right? So, like, I guess, you know, I'm trying to think of words. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, this kind of... When we learned about Leo dropping this album, and he was like, I knew it was going to happen. And at first, like, he didn't tell me what he was talking about. I was like, huh?
Well, because I had to I had to scream about it for a second.
Yeah. But it was definitely everything I was expecting out of him.
Oh my god, it was everything I wanted and more.
Yeah.
Like, I am going to have to rewatch the MV when I'm ready, but... but, like...
Just let me know if I'm not at work, I'll watch it with you.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
See, guys, get you friends like this.
Exactly. This is just reminding me because Leo is my ultimate J-Hope from BTS. And when BTS's album dropped, not BTS, when J-Hope's solo album dropped, you were like, you good?
Yeah, I was like, you alright?
I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good, but I'm fine.
Honestly, mood.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay, the next song, I have them written in order.
Ah.
With CoverGirl.
Featuring Ellie. Oh, that song is so good.
It was such a bop. And then,
such a bop.
I want them to perform more together.
Please,
her vocals complement his so well.
Right.
And it was just like, holy shit. I want an MV for that. That would be cool.
When the track list was released, and I saw that Leo was going to be working with L.E., I was like, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because L.E.
I've never heard of her, but...
She's from EXID.
Oh, shit. God.
Don't you feel stupid?
That's why she sounded familiar.
Don't you feel stupid?
I do, but I also don't know a lot of EXID members by name, except Bonnie. So...
Honey, Lee Jung-hwa, Hyerin, and Solji, who's away on sickness leave.
Yeah. I was saying, like, there's only four in the K-Con. Hold up.
But there's supposed to be five.
I did not know that. But thank you for that.
Solji is sick. I don't remember with what, because it was a while ago, but she's sick.
Okay, well, I hope she feels better.
Hopefully, I mean, there's been talk about her coming back, but there's also talk about her leaving.
Mm.
Because she's been gone for almost a year? More than a year, maybe?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, it's a bad sickness. Like, it's in, like, an actual, like, disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, why are you all fucking talking in the chat?
What's the group chat?
Yeah, I have the group Yamino open.
Oh, I don't, because I don't have a microphone. But, okay, that was all I had written to call girl. Now, Free Tempo, since I did have the lyrics for it, I just put good beat.
Free Tempo was my favorite song off the album.
Which one?
Free Tempo.
I have two favorite songs off the album, which we'll get into when we get down to it. But it's funny, Rob crossed off here now. You said probably Babe.
Mm.
But I crossed it off because, and I told you on the phone which ones I knew were probably going to be my favorite when we talked last night.
I know.
And those are the two that ended up being my favorite. So. But do you have anything to put on Free Tempo? I couldn't understand it.
Oh my god, the song, like, itself, lyrics, and just general music is so good.
Yeah. Okay, so after that was Give Me Something.
Oh, I love this song. Honestly, I say some of these are my favorites, but you do realize I can't pick, right?
Yeah. I knew that. I mean, you said it was your favorite song. I went...
Sure.
Yeah, sure. That's what you say now. I'm telling you to listen to the rest of the song. But Give Me Something is actually one that I mark as one of my favorites.
Right. It's so good.
Because it fits into the fact that Leia is a good dancer.
Yes!
Like, it's a complete dance. It's a dance. That one they made a beat for it. It better only be a fucking performance video.
I feel like people don't acknowledge Leo for his dancing. Because, obviously, you know, you're going to recognize him for his voice. But he's such a good dancer.
He is. And that's what I was saying. If they do decide to make an MV, this one, I want it to, like, be more like a performance video to showcase his dancing.
Right.
We all know the boy can sing his ass off, but...
Like, I recommend, like, if they don't do anything with it, I recommend going to watch fan cams.
Exactly, yeah.
Because he's an amazing dancer.
He is, and another thing I noted with this, which I think is a very, I'm interested to see how you would think of this, but Give Me Something I can picture being played in an American nightclub.
Mm.
Just based off of, you know, the song itself, the beat. I can picture it being played in America.
This entire album was very sensual, wasn't it?
But it was a mixture of, like, sensual and depressing. Because it's sensual in the beat and the melody, but then you get to the lyrics and you're like, do you need a hug or, like, get laid, something? Like... Now, the next song that I have listed is Nowadays.
Mm.
And I had two notes with this one. The first one was Sad as Fuck.
Mm.
Like, that song was, like, I wanted to cry.
Right.
But I also wrote down one of the lyrics that really caught my attention. And it is, what kind of person am I in your memory?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, Leia's at home for everybody who's been heartbroken. So, yeah, thanks for that.
Leo's trying to make me sad again.
Like, it's just, thank God, like, after I listened to the album, it was that one clip of him on doing a, you know, stage show.
Right.
But that song, it was, it's definitely one I would play over and over. Even though it's, like, it's that sad. Gesture was another one I said it didn't have the lyric video for it.
Mm.
Gesture is really good. It was definitely good. Like, it played again while I was at work. Right? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what's this song? I don't remember this song. So I was like, oh wait, I downloaded new music yesterday, and one of them was Leo's album. So I went over and I looked and I saw it was Gesture, and it's a slow groove.
It is. Oh my god, this entire... I'm like, so proud of him. Like, I feel like he's always wanted to put out something of his own. Like, you know, he's like...
Other than what he does with Vix and XLR,
right.
He's going to do something he can strictly call his.
Right. I know he's been in multiple musicals, but he can't exactly call that his. Right?
Right.
Like, I feel like he worked, I know he worked so hard on this. Like, just listening to it, like, you can, like, hear all of the effort and the natural talent that he put into this. I'm so proud. Like, that's one of the main reasons why I started crying watching the MV. Because I'm like, he worked so hard for this. And I hope he's happy with the results. Because honestly, he deserves all of it. I love him so much.
The final song on this album was called "Dream," which is also that's my second favorite song.
Yes, that's one of the "Dream" is one of the songs that he put out prior.
Yeah, you said that. I didn't know that. That was my first time hearing it, and it was just like, okay.
Yeah, he put out Free Tempo and Dream, and that's how I knew. When Free Tempo dropped, I was like, okay, he's gonna drop something, like, something's gonna happen, like, I can feel it.
He's not just doing this for fun.
Right, because it was a song that he'd written, right? Yeah. And it's a song that he wrote and it's his.
Yeah,
it's his song. And I was like, squints. What does this mean? Leo, explain.
I had no notes written on a piece of paper for Dream because I was just so distracted by the lyric.
So good. It's so
beautiful.
He's beautiful. I'm sorry.
But yes, he is. We know this.
Anyone who says that Leo's ugly can fight me.
I bought two Vix albums at KCON New York this year, and I got Leo both times.
I know, and I'm ready to fight you for it.
I'm sending you one of the cards. What are you complaining about?
I know.
For those of you who don't, like, fully understand about, like, how much I love things, I ordered a 30-pack of Vix Momo cards. A majority of the Leo ones are going to him.
Because she loves me.
Exactly.
And I love Leo.
Exactly, and I love all of Vix.
You double bias, so...
I do. I do double bias because I couldn't just pick one. But that being said, even though I double bias and I have my bias, it doesn't stop me from loving the other members.
Right. And same with me. I do treat Leo differently. That's just because I connect with him a lot more than I do with the other members.
Right.
And because of that, that's exactly why he's my alt. But Vix is my alt group. It's not like I only stan Leo.
Right.
I have an entire folder for all of the members.
Right, yeah. And even when we're talking earlier about, like, when I mentioned that J-Hope is my own, even though J-Hope is my ultimate bias, they are not my old, BTS is not my ultimate group.
Right.
My ultimate group is GOT7.
Which I was like, what the fuck, but okay.
What?
When you first told me that, I was like, what the fuck, but okay.
My thing is, like, I connect to J-Hope a lot more than I connect to any of the other members in any other groups that I listen to.
Right.
But GOT7's music connects to me more than BTS does.
Right. I feel like I just connect to everything about VIX.
Yeah.
To, like, they, almost everything that they put out, I can find to relate to my own life and things that have happened to me within, right. You know, my life, my very short lifespan.
Because, even, like, when I look at the groups I listen to, it's funny. BAP and VIX are, like, one side of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Astro and GOT7 are the other half. But BTS is kind of, like, right in the middle.
I feel like...
So they're that mixture of the two.
If you want to, like, figure out what type of person I am, you can just look at what I claim to be my favorite songs, and then everything makes sense.
To clarify what I said for those who didn't fully comprehend it, VIX and BAP are, like, the darker half of me.
Right.
It was our friend Briante who pointed out that when I said I was downloading VIX's music, she literally said, "Damn, Bri, are you trying to make a sex playlist?" And I was like, "No, but a lot of those songs work for a decent amount of stuff." It seems like when you were showing me, a decent amount of their themes were focused somewhere around, like, sex.
Oh, yeah, of course. I do feel like VIX is one of those groups where you for sure feel the adult
in them. You don't feel good.
Right. Like, VIX is a group that is not meant for kids.
No, not at all. Well, neither is BAP.
Right. But BAP deals with more...
Yeah, they're the darker, darker half of that.
Right. They are, like, the mental state darker.
Yeah.
But VIX has gone down that mental state dark before.
Right.
But, you know, they're just more sex-orientated, I guess.
When you have an entire BDSM-themed album, yeah. Which is one of my favorites, but not talking about that right now. But then, like, when I was saying that GOT7 and Astro were the other half of me, they're, like, the cuter, happier side.
Right.
And then BTS is in the middle because they do both.
Right.
I'm just a whore. I don't like it.
Me too.
Hey, whores unite. Tomorrow, we also procrastinate. I'm trying to think. I don't know what the podcast is going to be about, really. We're just talking about Leo's album.
Right. I'm excited.
I felt like we had a lot more to say about.
I actually, there's something I want to talk about. I can't wait to see him go on actual, like, music shows. And...
Oh, yeah.
Because I do want to, like, properly see choreo for this. Instead of, like, the shitty, like, fan cam choreo of the performance that you sent me.
Huh?
That, like, really shitty, like, fan cam shit that you sent me yesterday.
Oh, the clip of him doing the bass show?
Right.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, he was the only occasion that the lyrics set up
with
his mouth.
Right. Like, I want to see him go all out. Like, I feel like these performances are just going to be so amazing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because this is Leo. When he's determined about something, he gets it done.
Oh yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what I love about Leo. Like, his personality, like, he may seem lazy sometimes, or he may seem too quiet and whatever. But, like, he works so hard.
I was gonna say, that being said, there's a difference between being lazy and being tired.
Right.
and with how much he does within Vex, like, think about, well, when Vex started, it was just Vex.
Right.
And we done Vex LR, and now he's doing solo stuff. He's on stage shows, like...
Not to mention, he writes lyrics. Like, he constantly, actively writes lyrics.
Right. All that, it does take a lot out of you. So, when you go to look at, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff for Vix in the future, don't look at it as him being lazy. Look at it as him being tired, because sometimes boy looks tired.
Honestly, if you can't tell when your bias is tired...
Don't bias.
Right. Like, I can tell how often he's tired, and it's a good portion of the time. And, right. And I'm so scared that he's going to hurt himself again. Because, like, I know he's overworking himself. Like, I can just tell. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Right. And then, even with him being quiet, that's just a personality.
Right. He may come off as rude, but he's so sweet.
I don't think when I watched the video, when you were teaching me this, and you were telling me, like, how people said him as lazy and rude, when you said something that was quote-unquote rude, I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Right, and like it's honestly, a lot of the times that people call rude, it's just Leo being tired and not wanting to talk to someone.
Right, that's not being rude, it's just being tired.
Right. I feel like Leo's, like the reason why he is that way is because he works hard.
Mm.
And, you know, because he is getting older, he's reaching 30 soon, he's, like, 27.
Okay, what was that again? I know it's 1990, I know he's older than me, but I don't know about how much.
Hang on, I actually have it saved. I do have it saved, though. Hang on.
Eleven ten.
December. No.
November. He's about 11 months older than me.
Right.
Because I was born in October of 91.
Right.
So, yeah. But, like you were saying, if you can't tell when your bias is tired.
Right.
Because, like, even within Vix, my first bias was N. When he's tired, he's quiet.
Right.
Because for him to be quiet, that's a stretch.
Right. And, like, I feel like a lot of... With Leo, it is kind of hard because he is naturally quiet. You just have to look for it.
Yeah. Like, there's only so much makeup and eyes.
Right.
I thought I could really say about the album.
I guess we can touch up on something else. You want to talk about the MV for SF9?
We can go into a little bit more when we talk to James.
Right.
So I think, like, James knows more about it than I do, at least, because I know relatively nothing about that time.
Right.
Like, even, like, the first comeback, I put that in there for business, but I didn't watch it when it dropped. But it was Mama Mia.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it, but I didn't like it.
Right. My
favorite SF9 song is Oko Leo. Like,
right. I mean, my favorite SF9 title track was O Sole Mio until this song dropped.
This song dropped. This song is a bop.
It's a bop. I can't wait to check out the album because I haven't yet, and I might do it tonight.
I'm afraid to look at the band cam for it.
Me too. I am. Because Suho was out here. I couldn't.
Was that the blue-haired?
Yes.
Dude, he was a problem and a half.
He's my bias. Back off, bitch. No, I'm kidding.
Like, we haven't shared biases before.
Exactly. We can totally share. But yeah, you better not touch Kevin from The Boys. I literally... Kevin from The Boys. I literally fought Christy, like, 5 minutes ago before you called over him.
Oh, and they know any of their music, and you know who they are. So let's keep pretending that, yeah.
Yeah. And in the event that you do start listening to The Boys, because it's going to happen, because I plan to get you into The Boys, if you dare even look at Kevin, I will fight you.
Well, let's reiterate this. Can I look at Kevin?
I have no idea. I don't know what year he's born. It's a good chance not.
Probably.
I don't think you can look at anyone in The Boys, can you? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm checking now.
There's a Z at the end of The Boys.
K-pop profiles. Let's look. I don't think I can look at any of them. They are too cute.
Don't worry. Julian has yaoi hands. We all good?
Yeah, can I? Hold on. The leader and lead vocalist, Sangyeon.
Ah.
He was born November 4th, 1996.
Nice. And that's it.
No. Jacob.
Ah, lucky.
May 30th, 97. He's August 8th, 1997.
Ooh.
Hyunjae is 1997 as well.
Hyunjae, my baby. Don't tell Kevin I said
that's
that.
It. That's all I can look at, because the next one down is Jaehyun, and he's 1998.
Right. Great. So
safe. I can't look at Kevin.
Great. I don't have to worry about you. Great.
Nope.
Perfect. Which means I only have to fight. I only have to fight PD and Christy.
Just looking at like the pictures they have on K-pop profiles, the one I probably would end up going for is Sangyeon.
Hmm. I was kind of hoping you would say Jacob. We need more Jacob stands.
I mean, here's another thing. I would get to know their personalities a lot more.
Right, that would change.
That's when I normally end up picking a bias. I said based off of what.
Right.
Because we look like a very young Jin Young.
How young we talking? JJ Projects?
No, in between JJ Projects and now.
Ah.
I'm gonna screenshot the picture.
Don't! I know what you mean. I know it.
I guess this is on the recent comeback. Oh. Apparently,
he's
saying language. He does not like raw fish.
I'm gonna have to do it, though. For the podcast with James.
I mean, yeah, because it's the entire album is just so amazing. Like, even though it is sad, it's awful, because let's break this down. When it comes down to it, Astro almost wasn't a thing anymore.
Right.
They would have been one of the K-pop groups that disbanded early on. And whether or not they either got picked up by another company, or the old CEO of Fantagio, because he opened another company, if he took them back, you know. But even then, even if they went on to another group, or did their own solo stuff, it wouldn't be Astro anymore.
Right. And it would be like, oh, that's that guy that used to be from Astro.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you used to be an Astro, weren't you? It's like, yeah. Like, you know, they would get sad about it. And, you know, with the thought of them leaving, a lot of us got sad about it.
Right.
Like, because I've said it before, I'll say it again, I'll say it until I fucking croak. Astro was my gateway to K-pop.
Right.
And, you know, even though I got to see them live, it would still hurt.
Right.
Because I'm not being Astro anymore.
Right, because Astro is one of my top favorite groups.
Uh-huh.
They're one of the groups that I stand the hardest.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, of course I'm going to be upset by this, because I've always loved Astro. Ever since I became an Aroha and I finally, like, and I was fully standing, I've loved them so much. Like, and I've always supported everything that they do.
Right.
So it's like, you know, to think that a group that I love like that could disband is totally scary.
Especially because, you know, they have so much more potential.
Right. And they have so much to do with their creators, like...
Right, like, the fact that this comeback was a more mature comeback, I loved it.
Right.
Like, I love their cutesy stuff. I always love their cutesy stuff. Like...
But this really felt like a proper, like, gift.
This is something that TV said, and we'll go into it more when we talk with James. They were the last boy group to really do a cutie contest.
Right.
A lot of boy groups don't do it anymore.
It's like their debut, and then they're done.
Right, like, well, not even just that. Like, cause, you know, when you put up against, like, GOT7's debut,
mm-hmm.
Girl, Girl, Girls, it wasn't an overly cutesy song, but it was still cutesy because Bam Bam and Yugen still had baby back. Like, you know, but then after Girls, Girls, Girls was Stop It, we didn't get the cutesy content until Just Right.
Right.
But then the same thing with BTS. You had, you know, No More Dream, We Are Bulletproof Part 2. They don't have, like, an overly cutesy concept.
Right.
They have ones that are a little more tame, and not, like, you know, as hard, but none of them were defined as cutesy. You know, I can't even say Vix because they do song with cutesy as all hell.
And then you have Love Equation, Great You, stuff like that.
Sometimes in my head was Heaven, but now I'm, it always plays back-to-back, like Vix and DAP, I got lost.
No, Vix has a song called Heaven. No. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it does, but...
Right.
Some of them is either very early into their career that they get the cutesy concept, or it's, you know, a little further in.
Right.
But with Astro, they started with cutesy with Hide and Seek. Then that was Spring Up. After Spring is Autumn. That would have been Autumn Story, which Confession had a little bit of a cutesy feel to it because they were all in, like, the schoolboy uniforms.
Right.
But it was still a more serious song. But then you have Breathless, and that's a crackhead to you. They're soda bottles. They're probably a goose. Dude, I watched the React to the K's, classical musicians react to Hide and Seek, and they were like, they're just so cute. Because I mean, no, baby was a really cute thing. Like, yeah, see, cool, it wasn't a cute concept, so I don't know where PD's coming from with this.
Right. I mean, I feel like we should be open to Astro doing more than just...
I'm 100% open to it. Like,
right, but like,
well,
not...
Yeah, well, during their cutesy seasons, it was fine, but, you know...
Now that... After the...
Remember, turning 18, or turned 18. Like, they're not going to stay in the cutesy forever. MJ's 24. 25, yeah.
25? I was just gonna let you figure it out.
He's the same age as Yumi.
Ah. sucks, but I feel like that's just because MJ is an actual fucking cinnamon roll.
When they were fighting the cicada, I don't think he actually hurt the cicada. He was trying to get her to leave the thing. Who wasn't screaming? Not that he can reach the mock name deer, but you know. His voice can. I love MJ.
He's precious.
He's so cute.
Stan him. Just love him.
Just love MJ. He's in love with a little cracker.
I'm thinking of him making his animal noises, and I wanted to call him a crackhead, but he's calling him cracker. Bro, I love me some cracker MJ.
Dude, same. His animal noises are everything to me. Like, when I first started getting into Astro, I would watch nothing but them. I can't believe I'm telling this story. I have not told this story to anybody. When I first started getting into Astro and GOT7, that's when my weird K-pop dream started. So, I was literally sitting in a room, and it was me, MJ, and Jackson.
That's a weird-ass combination.
Oh, it gets weirder. Because, we're sitting there. At this point, we know MJ doesn't know English. I don't speak Korean. Jackson speaks both, so he's kind of the buffer between us all. But Jackson wasn't paying attention. He's playing on his phone. So I look at MJ, and I just went, ow! And then he started making animal noises back. Jackson, realizing we're being stupid and just trying to make each other laugh, we're just going back and forth making animal noises, all three of us. And then I think it was Mark or JD, one of them walked in and went, what the fuck are you guys doing? We're like, communicating. And y'all forgot Jackson speaks both languages. Ah, yeah. And that was my first K-pop dream.
Wow. You want to talk about how you got spicy with Eric Nam?
Can we not? I don't know where that dream came from.
I don't even get it either. We didn't even really, like, talk about him that much.
No, we just talked on how, like, he's probably, like, the perfect dating material, though.
Right! And then out of nowhere, the next morning, she comes out of nowhere and she's like, I had a weird dream about Eric Nam, and I was like, do I want to ask?
I was like, I don't know, maybe. Probably, because we're both perverts. That was a fun dream.
Sure.
I don't know where it came from. I really don't. I don't know where you went. You, like, fucking up and left somewhere.
Bro, I just disappeared. You know what, honestly, I probably would, because
you would get distracted, because for some reason we were at the Asian games.
Bro, Asian? Think about it. Of course I'm going to be distracted. Sweaty K-pop idols doing sports, you best believe.
Yeah, I turned around and you were gone.
I moved quick.
I was like, literally, at one point, I looked at Eric Nam in the dream, I'm like, I love my friend, but he seems to abandon me.
I would abandon you, to be honest.
Yeah, and then, here's the thing, in the dream, I text him, by the way, I'm gonna be hanging out with Eric Nam, don't know where the hell you went, and he went, oh, I'm over here somewhere, but bitch, get it, and I went, what? Like, you're not even gonna check, make sure I ain't, okay.
You're an adult. You can take care of yourself.
Yeah, okay.
You're good.
As I stand here with a brace on my ankle.
See, now they're gonna blame me for that shit.
They're gonna blame you for nothing. But the funny thing is, when I hurt my ankle last night, I started cursing and you thought I was disagreeing with what you were saying. And I was like, I hurt myself.
And I was like, oh shit, really?
Yeah, and then the bad joke started.
Listen!
I said a couple of my own, did I?
I know! The dad jokes are great!
I think that's why I love Jim from BTS so much. He tells the dad jokes. I don't necessarily understand them unless they're subtitles, but I just keep thinking, I was like, but what does a dog say to something? It's like, oh, wow. I don't get it, but okay. And the unbelievable one.
Unbelievable.
I was like, when he first started telling him, I'm like, sit your ass down, shut up, don't talk. As time progressed, I was like, okay, that was actually pretty good. Alright, so our next recording is just Monday.
Right.
Because Jake is shopping early in the morning. Well, early in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. And then I have work, so. The next episode, it depends. Do we want to upload this one as a normal schedule? Or do we want to upload it earlier in the week?
What? I'm sorry.
You know, we'll save, we'll record it, and we'll have it ready to go for Sunday. And then maybe later in the week, we'll just put out another game video or whatever, or another mini cast of us talking about God knows fucking what.
Right.
Which way, what we have ready to cover when we come back.
Right.
Oh, you know, we can actually probably talk about as a mini cast. The comeback's in August, because we're going to die. Well, I'm going to die.
You are going to die. And I'm ready for it.
I'm ready. I'm not ready. Because BTS is involved and J-Hope's a problem. Alright, so on that note, we will be saying goodnight, and we'll see you next time as well.
Bye-bye.